I've got to keep you listeners up to date with R. Kelly news, because he's released the most extraordinary thing. R. Kelly's released a kind of soap opera record. It's actually 12 three-minute singles. That's correct. 12 three-minute singles. And he's made 12 little videos to go with them. And they've been slowly released over the last few months. And this whole soap opera is called Trapped in the Closet.
Mm-hmm.
So in America, I picked up the DVD of all 12 episodes of Trapped in the Closet. And for R. Kelly, this is an amazingly innovative thing. He's invented a new genre of music, right? The R&B soap opera. The single, which has a cliffhanger ending. So you've got to buy the next single in order to find out what happens next in the story.
That's amazing.
It's quite a good idea, isn't it?
Yeah.
And in the video, basically, R. Kelly sings all the different parts. It's like Neighbours, bit riskier, He sings all the parts in different voices, and he does have a very, very good voice.
Yeah.
But he's also got quite a good, sense of the absurd. So, basically, don't worry, this isn't going to take very long. I'm just going to play you, basically, the climactic moments from some of these episodes. What I'm playing you is, like, the last 10 seconds of each episode. So, let's just get a feel for it. The story starts with R. Kelly locked in a closet.
So we should say that these are going to be spoilers, right?
If you do intend to listen to R. Kelly's R&B soap opera, Trapped in the Closet, in full, then maybe, you know, turn your ears away at this point.
Yeah.
But if you don't, then here's a little sort of synopsis. So in episode one, we find R. Kelly locked in the cupboard of a woman who he's picked up at a club. And the reason he's in the cupboard is because this woman's husband, Rufus, has come home, and R. Kelly's cell phone has gone off while he's in the closet.
Yeah.
And now Rufus is advancing towards the closet, about to reveal R. Kelly. So this is the climax of episode one. So if you play the first clip.
Here we go.
He walks up to the closet, get closer to the closet. Now he's at the closet, now he's opening the closet.
So there you go. It's quite a good idea, isn't it? Like, what's going to happen next when he opens the closet?
It's pretty literal.
It's very literal, yeah. So what happens is R. Kelly and Rufus confront each other. They pull their guns very quickly. There's a lot of gunplay in this soap opera.
Yeah.
Rufus is furious, obviously, with R. Kelly for cheating with his wife. Yeah. I think she is. There's a massive fight. But then suddenly Rufus reveals that he too has a lover.
I do have a lover.
Very similar
lover,
lyric.
I do have a lover.
And his lover is coming up the stairs right now.
She's coming up the stairs.
So this is the climax of episode two. Who is Rufus's lover going to be? So let's hear it.
Okay.
Then I knock on the door. The gun's in my hand. He opens the door. I can't believe it's a man.
Rufus's lover is a man.
He is a homosexual.
So Rufus is quite literally trapped in the closet. Very clever of R. Kelly there.
That's brilliant.
You know, playing with both levels of that phrase.
Yeah.
So that's episode two. Rufus has a gay lover, and his name is Chuck. He sings that, but I won't traumatise you with that. R. Kelly can't take it, so he heads home to see his girlfriend, Gwendolyn. Gwendolyn and R. Kelly make love. And obviously it's amazing, because R. Kelly is the world's greatest lover. But just as they reach their climax, R. Kelly sees something beneath the covers.
She says, you're the perfect lover. I said, I can't go no farther. Then I flip back the cover. Oh my God, oh rubber, 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 rubber.
Can you believe that? He's found a condom in the sheets.
Oh, I thought he said a robber.
No, a rubber.
Oh my God, a robber! He's gonna nick my gun and my phone.
So R. Kelly's wife is also having an affair.
Why? I don't understand. I see, right, he's seen a used condom.
In the sheets. Yeah.
Nice.
Okay.
Really
so then
nice.
All kinds of stuff goes down. a cop turns up, Gwendolyn's brother turns up, there's a fight, Gwendolyn's brother's called Tron, Tron gets shot. I'm skipping three or four episodes here because it gets very detailed. The thing builds to an extraordinary climax.
He's called Tron.
He's got a brother called Tron. It's a good name for a kid. It's better than calling him Last Starfighter. Or, I don't know. Anyway, so at the height of the violence, Tron's been shot. It's a massive, you know, climactic moment. There's a knock at the door. Who is going to be behind the door? Okay, play the next clip.
Oh, I'm excited.
I count to three, Tron open the door, and it's rolled the nosy neighbor. You with a spatula in her hand. Like that's gonna do something against them guns.
A spatula.
It's Rosie the nosy neighbor.
Wait for it, man. It gets better. So we thought it was going to be another plot twist. It was Rosie the Nosy Neighbor with a spatula in her head. Spatula.
Like that's going to do something against that guy.
Have you ever heard the word spatula more beautifully sung? So they invite Rosie in. Various other twists happen, and we end up going back to the cop's house. The cop's married to a kind of white trash woman who's acting very suspiciously. And he starts to suspect that she's got someone hiding in her closet as well.
No.
But actually not in her closet, under the sink. In the cabinet, under the sink. So, the cop approaches the cabinet under the sink, because there's a noise coming from in there, and he opens it. So play the next clip. This is what he finds under the sink. Because what I'm about to say to y'all is so damn twisted. Not only is there a man in his cabinet, but the man is a midget. She's having an affair with a midget.
I like the way it sort of echoes at the end of all the climaxes.
Man, in the video itself, that's amazing. It jump cuts between R. Kelly in different poses, singing, midget, midget, midget. Extraordinary. Okay, and bear with me, there's one more clip. It's hard to explain what happens between that climax and the next one. But basically, R. Kelly and Tron show up. Everyone pulls their guns. There's a big argument. Suddenly, the cop's wife reveals that she's pregnant. But by who? Who got her pregnant? It's the final clip.
Okay.
The midget's the baby. Daddy.
Wow. The midget's the baby's daddy.
Is that the end of the whole thing?
No. No. It isn't the end of the whole thing, but I genuinely recommend that if you can get your hands on that DVD, it's one of the strangest and funniest things I've ever seen.
Man, I really want to see that. Can I borrow that off you?
Absolutely. And, you know, that's only the tip of the iceberg. But there you go, R&B News.